Let's bow our heads this morning. While you do that, preacher, that way you've got your mind maybe a little more centered. As folks are praying this morning, as you've heard Miss Rhonda sing a wonderful truth this morning. I don't care who you are this morning, there's problems. Either you're in a storm, coming out of a storm, or heading to a storm. Church, we've many times put God on the back burner till the problems come. He's still God in the good days. He's still God in the bad days. He's good. He's still that same God when you can smile. He's that same God when you have to cry. How close this morning are you to that God? You got a need this morning? Why don't you give it to the Lord? You got something that you're fretful over or a little afraid? Why don't you give it to the Lord? Maybe you got something you're just rejoicing in. Why don't you thank the Lord? As he continues to play this morning, you let God speak to your heart, friend. He's in this place. He's speaking to your heart. Do you know him this morning? You mind the Lord this morning? You got a need? God's the answer. How real is he to you this morning? Folks are praying. You mind the Lord this morning. He might be taking you through that storm. He might be taking you through that valley. Not for no reason. He has a purpose. Preacher, it hurts. He knows it hurts. Preacher, it's tough. Not if you let him carry you. Why don't we realize this morning that whatever it is, whatever we face, wherever we go, we're just a member of the body of Christ, a vessel, hopefully willing to let God use us. Have you minded the Lord this morning? Some folks are praying. It's not about getting in to get out. We're here this morning to let God help us. Why don't you give it to him this morning? Quit carrying it. The Bible says to cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. It's too big for you, whatever it is. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ. That does what? He strengthens me. The Bible also says I can do nothing without him. Did you wake up this morning and have the Lord on your mind? As you go throughout this day, will you keep him on your heart? As you lay your head on your pillow tonight, if God lets you make it that far, will you lay there and thank God for how good he is to you? How he's taken care of you. How he's met every need. Have you minded the Lord this morning as folks are praying? You just mind God. Well, I like to think every once in a while I'll go look a little backwards and think, boy, how God was so good to me in those days, those times. He's good to me every day. If you'll take your hands off of it, preacher, what if? Don't you know God knows? Don't you know God is right? Don't you know God makes no mistakes? Minded the Lord this morning. Maybe you're here this morning, you don't know the Lord. You don't know the peace that I have. You don't know the strength that I stand upon. This morning you might be here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning you're fighting. You're struggling. You're doing everything you can to keep your head above the water. This morning, why don't you come and let God pick you up out of that horrible pit and set your feet upon a rock and establish your going this morning. Why don't you do that? It's the best day of your life. Be born again. To pass from death unto life. To be given that peace that passeth all understanding. Well, you might be sitting there thinking, well, it's all emotions. Nope. It's just a big God inside of a little old part of me. Reminded the Lord this morning. That. Boy, I like it when God squeezes, amen. I like what comes out of it when He squeezes, amen. Praise the Lord for that. Appreciate that good song this morning, Miss Rhonda. Take your Bibles with us this morning to the book of John. John chapter 14, pray. Somebody has shrunk my Bible. And these little readers don't help me read it as good as I could read out of my other Bible. I was praying yesterday evening after we went through all the mess that we went through, and I said, Lord, everything I had was in that book bag as far as my notes and my Bible and all those things. And we was praying through the night off and on as the Lord would wake us up, and I was originally going to the book of Malachi, but I woke up this morning with this thought upon my heart, and I just want to share it with you a little bit this morning. John chapter 14 this morning, very familiar verses. Read many, many times around the death of somebody, but I'm glad I can read these verses in the life of me this morning. And so let's stand together, John chapter 14. John chapter 14 this morning. The Bible says, let me back up. The Word, capital W, the Lord Jesus Christ, says this to you. And to me, personally this morning, God is speaking to your heart and mine and says this, let not your heart be troubled. We just heard that song. Is there anything too hard, anything too big, anything too complicated? Let me back up even further than that. Is there anything too small? We don't think about God much in the small things. But there's nothing too small that God doesn't care about. Amen. I couldn't help but think as she sung this song, it means nothing to most people, but it just meant something to me. I didn't realize this, but you know now, if you buy a new car, you don't even get a spare tire. They give you this. Listen now. I learned this week. Instead of a spare tire, this is what they give you in the back of a car now. A can of Fix-A-Flat and a cheap air compressor. That's what they give you. That's what the world gives you too. They just want to put a little patch on you, fill you up a little bit, and hope it gets you down the road a little bit further. I'm glad God ain't my flat or my spare tire, and He sure ain't my can of Fix-A-Flat. When God does something, He does it right. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. This is how you do it. You believe in God. Believe also in me. If you don't know the Lord this morning, your heart is troubled. As we've heard and I said earlier, you don't have peace. You don't have that joy that the Lord gives. Verse 2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? And that might be you this morning. You might be sitting here this morning and you don't know the way. You don't know how to get to that wonderful place called heaven. Well, the Lord says in verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, and he says this unto you this morning, I, that be in the Lord, am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit this morning. God, I thank you, Lord, for how you've stirred my heart. God, I thank you this morning, God, that, Lord, we can stand every day of our lives and let not our hearts be troubled. Why? Because I believe in you. And God, I pray, Lord, you remind each one of us this morning, God, as we go through a wicked world, as we're dealing with wicked people, God, help our hearts not to be troubled. Help us to keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds focused on that blessed hope. God, I do thank you, Lord, for the joy of our salvation. I thank you, Lord, for that peace, God, that no man could ever give me, but you gave it. And God, I just ask you again to help us this morning just for a little bit. God, just to lift you up, God. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'd stir our souls. Lord, if they would be somebody here this morning, God, that doesn't know you. God, they might know you by the word. They might know you by the name. But God, they don't know you of who you really are. I pray today, God, Lord, they'd be like that woman at the well. God, that they would die to themselves, realize they're a sinner. God, let them run back to that well, God, and get a drink. And God, let them go back out into this world with that joy, that peace. And Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you for what you do here this morning, Lord. For it's in your precious name we do pray and we do ask. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Many times again, we've read these scriptures. I've preached out of these verses many, many different times. And there's so many things that we could dig upon these scriptures. But let me share a little bit of dissecting of these verses. And then we'll get into the message this morning of what the Lord really impressed upon our hearts as even we woke up this morning. Here in John chapter 14, I want to look first of all as we dissect these verses. Again, look at verse number 1. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I couldn't help but think this morning of that peace. Again, this morning, the world will try to give you and I know, I've talked to many even this morning. I got a regimen that I do every Sunday morning. Why? Because my little pill box goes Sunday through Saturday. So every Sunday morning, I have to get up, and as I'm getting the coffee ready for us to go out the door, I sit there and open up my little pill thing and start putting pills in there. And they run out every week, and I have to do that again and do that. And I know the doctors many times will say, well, here, take this, I think it'll help you. Or take this, and I think it'll solve your problem. And it just seems like every time I go to the doctor, it's not here, take this away. But he's always adding something to my body or my intake that he thinks will help me to live a little longer, to feel a little better. And I'm glad this morning that as a 13-year-old boy at Vacation Bible School, I got a hold of something, a pill, the gospel, and God did something down in the depths of my soul. What did he do, preacher? He saved me, and I got a peace this morning that this world will never take away from me. Hey, I want to tell you something else. I'm not getting a pill every day. I got the whole thing that day when I got saved. I got everything that God give anybody that moment that I asked the Lord to come into my heart. Hey, it's as good today as it was that day at Friendship Baptist Church. Hey, it's getting bigger and better the more I know Him. Amen. But I'm glad, as the Bible says here, God didn't just say it in the generic. Praise God. I'm glad I don't have a generic pill. Amen. I'm glad I got the real deal. Amen. Hey, but that thing that God says is He's looked at those disciples. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Hey, friend, this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ looked at those men just as He looks at you and I today. He didn't say, your heart won't be troubled. God said, let not your heart be troubled. Friend, this morning, you got a choice. This morning you can look in the flesh side of things and you can see all the negativity. You can see all the problems you have. You can look at everything that's wrong with your life. But friend, this morning God says, let not your heart be troubled. God says you can make a choice this morning to look a different way and say, I'm going to choose today to serve the Lord. I'm going to choose today to walk in this world, not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Well, preacher, it's so hard. Is anything too hard for God? Hey, preacher, you don't know my problem. Is there anything too big for God? Hey, friend, this morning, well, preacher, how do you do it? You believe in God? That's how you can go through life. And let not your heart be troubled. But preacher, my heart gets broke when somebody dies. God knows that. What does He tell you? He tells you to sorrow not as those that have no hope. I got a hope, a blessed hope. You got hope this morning? Well, I hope so. No, I got a hope, a blessed hope. So I see, first of all, this morning in verse number 1, to let not my heart be troubled. I see the peace that God gives. Verse number 2, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Then He says this, if it were not so, I would have told you. I see the truth. Hey, aren't you glad this morning that it ain't some snake venom? It ain't something that says, take this and it might do that. Hey, I'm glad that God gave me a truth this morning. Hey, I've had a lot of people tell me things and it's a lie. They tell you that I'll do this, but they never do that. Hey, I've probably even done it myself. I've told somebody I'm going to do something. I don't do it. Hey, I'm glad this morning God says there's a truth and He said He is the truth. This morning I can promise you, not because of a preacher, I can promise you, not because you live in America, I can promise you this morning that the Lord Jesus Christ will do everything and has done everything He said He will do. Look at Him there in verse 2. He says, if it were not so, I would have told you. Aren't you glad God tells you truth on the good and the bad? See, everybody wants the good. I'm glad He tells me the bad. I don't like people to lie to me. God shoots straight. God's ways are straight. They're yea and nay. This morning I want to tell you God's truth is truth. And the Lord Jesus Christ said this. There's a place called heaven and there's a place called hell. You're going to die one day. The Bible says the point of the man wants to die. You're going to die. Preacher, I'm not going to die today. Prove it. There's people that died right now that didn't plan on dying today. Right. Truth. He says you're going to die. But thank God He came that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He says you could die and go to heaven or you can die and go to hell. The choice is yours. That's truth. So I see the peace in verse number 1. I see the truth in verse number 2 this morning. Look at verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. That's truth. I will. Come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I see the peace in verse number 1. I see the truth in verse number 2. And verse number 3, I see the blessed hope. Amen. Hey, this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ has promised every one of us that are saved this morning. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Do you see all those singular things there? It's the I's and the you's and the me's. See, God is not speaking in a general term in these verses. He's speaking to an individual person this morning. God says, I've gone to prepare a place for you. So I see this morning, this blessed hope, as He's gone, He says, I will come again. Aren't you glad this morning that God has promised to come again? Aren't you glad this morning that God says, I've gone to get something better for you? And I will come. Why? Look at the hope. To receive you. You ever felt like you was out of place? You ever felt like you wasn't wanted? You ever felt like you just didn't fit in? if a king of some country was to come, do you think he would receive you? If our president would come, do you think he would want to talk to you? But the God of gods and the King of kings and the one that created it all, he's coming to receive you. So I see this hope in verse number 3. He says, I come again and receive you unto myself. Why? That where I am, there ye may be also. What a hope. I see the peace in verse 1. I see the truth in verse number 2. I see the blessed hope there in verse number 3. And then last of all this morning on this portion of scripture, I see in verse number 4. And whither I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? In verses 4, 5, and 6, and I'll read verse 6 again here in a moment. I see the way. The Lord says, there's a peace. The Lord says, this is the truth. The Lord says, there's a hope. But how do you get there? See, this morning, many people are looking at what they can do. Many people this morning are looking at how they can obtain. Many people this morning are standing on a religion that has no foundation. But God tells us in these verses this morning, there is a peace. There is a truth. There is a hope. And if you want it, this is how you get it. Jesus says again, whether I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. Jesus told him in verse number 6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Those three principles this morning is what I'm standing upon. He is the truth, the way, the life. And in that I have a peace, I have a hope, and I know the way. And he's truthful and he will never lie. But notice what he says. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This morning I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Don't care how smart you are or how dumb you are. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are. God says this is the truth. There is a peace that passeth all understanding. There is a hope that every child of God walks day by day in. And it's all through the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. So for just a moment this morning, I know time has really slipped away from me this morning, but this is what God really laid on my heart about these verses. And this morning, I wish this morning I could portray to you as what God has filled my soul upon these days. I talked to my pastor this morning, as I do every Sunday morning. I was talking with him, and I told him what God had really just pressed upon my heart this morning, Brother Rick. And I told him this morning how I just felt a little homesick this morning to go home. Amen. I don't know about you. I remember as a little boy, sometimes Mom and Daddy would let me sleep over at my grandpa's house or aunt or uncle's house. And there's several times in my life that I can still remember that my grandpa or my aunt or uncle would have to get up in the middle of the night and take me home because I sat there in that house and I cried and I boo-hooed because I wanted to go home. And this morning, church, I want to tell you as a child of God this morning, my soul is flooded over this morning with this thought of heaven. And this morning, as a child of God, I'm getting homesick this morning. I want to go home to be with Jesus. I want to go home to be with that blessed hope. I want to go home to see that wonderful place. But I wonder this morning, you and I this morning, how many times we get so filled with this world, we get so settled with the garbage pits of life that we lose sight that there is a home that God has gone to prepare for you and I, that God is wanting us this morning. One of these days, He says, I'm going to come, and when I come, I'm going to receive you, and I'm going to take you to where I am, and there you'll be forever with the Lord. This morning, do you ever get a little homesick? I couldn't help but think, and I can't sing today or ever, but I couldn't help but a song that's been on my heart all night and all morning. It's called How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. It goes like this. We read of a place
called heaven. Do you ever think about it? Do you ever read about heaven? Do you ever just get the thoughts of heaven in your heart? Hey, he says we read of a place called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's Word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. The chorus goes, how beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. This morning, I just want to share my heart this morning on my thoughts of what God has flooded my soul about how beautiful heaven must be. Hey, I've seen some of the beauties of this world. There's things that God has created for us to see in this world that are just so beautiful. But I want to say this morning, when I fix my eyes far beyond the scenes of this world, when I fix my eyes on that place called heaven, God begins to fill my soul. There's things in this book that tells me, listen, I don't know what heaven's going to really be like. I can't understand what heaven's going to feel like. That's the reason God's going to give me a new body. God's going to give me that new mind. God's going to give me something because I can't understand it. It's so big, it's so broad, it's so wondrous, but God has gone to prepare a place. Can you imagine if this is what God made in 7 days? Can you imagine what heaven must be like? God's been preparing something for every one of us, and one of these days He's coming to receive His children, His bride, to go to that wonderful place. How beautiful is heaven to you this morning? I couldn't help but think, Brother Rick, one of the things that makes heaven so beautiful, it's who's the center of heaven. Listen, everybody says they're going to do this, and when they do that, they're going to do this when they get to heaven. Hey, I want to tell you one thing. Hey, you might have some fathom in your mind, but I want to tell you one thing. When you shut your eyes on this side of eternity and you step into that glorious place, everything that's in behind you, you're going to forget that. Why? Because there's something in that city that I long to see. His name is Jesus Christ. Hey, He's the center of that place. He's the light of that city. Hey, He's the glory of it all. Hey, I want to tell you this morning, what makes heaven beautiful to me is that Jesus Christ, my Savior, the one that hung on Calvary's cross, the one that died for my sins, the one that went to that awful place and paid my price, the one that rose from the grave and gave me life. That's what makes heaven beautiful. Hey, I want to see His face. I want to see His glory. I want to sit before His feet and say, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, friend, this morning, heaven ain't a place that we're going to float around on a cloud and play a harp. Heaven ain't a place we're just going to go up there and sit by the riverside and fish. Heaven's going to be a place that you're going to get to see the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Hey, friend, that's enough to fill eternity forever. We're not only just going to see Jesus Christ, we're going to see God Himself. No man's ever seen Him. But when I get to heaven, I will. Why? Because that's where He resides. I'm going to see the Holy Ghost. Boy, I like the Holy Ghost. I think He sort of filled our souls a little this morning. But one of these days, I'm going to get to be there with Him. It's not an it, it's a Him. It's God the Father. It's God the Son. And it's God the Holy Ghost. See, that's what makes heaven beautiful. So I think this morning how beautiful heaven must be. You ever just ponder? I remember as a child getting outside where we lived, it's dark. I still do it every once in a while. I've said it before. I like it on these cool, crisp night when the moon is shining and the stars are bright. And I get out there and stand in the driveway with all the lights off and I just glare up into heaven. But I remember as a boy sitting in my grandma's house, maybe even laying on that old picnic table, glaring up into the sky, just thinking, wonder what God looks like. Wonder what heaven looks like. See, God put something in my soul that I had a desire. I wanted to see Him. That's what's going to make heaven beautiful. Oh, this morning, the center of that city is God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. Second of all, this morning, how beautiful heaven must be. And I know a lot of times our mind goes there, but just the beauty in itself. God tells us a little bit about that city. He tells us of that foundation. He tells us of that wall. He tells of that gate of pearl. Hey, He talks about that street of gold. He talks about that river there of pure crystal. He talks about that tree of life. Oh, I know in the physical sense, as I think about it, I can't imagine what God looks like. I can't imagine the seeds of Jesus Christ. But friend, when you start talking about that beauty of heaven, hey, a street of pure gold, so transparent you can see through it, that don't even make no sense to me. But I know that's what God has gone to prepare for me, and He's going to prepare for me, and He's prepared it for you. And He says, I will come again and receive you. And He's going to take me to that place. I'm going to take a plain air ride one of these days, friend. Quicker than you can blink your eye, I'm going to get out of here. Are you ready to go? Oh, do you ever just think about how the beauties of heaven? You ever think about, I think it was old Mays Jackson used to talk about, no, maybe it wasn't Mays, I think it was Billy Kelly. Billy Kelly liked to eat. Billy Kelly liked to talk about food, amen. Billy Kelly must have liked oysters. I think it was Billy Kelly talking about if the gate's made out of a pearl, he hates to see the oyster it come out of. Can you imagine? We, today in our little old speck of dust that we are, we hold on to gold like it's so precious. We try to hoard it up. We try to hide it. But God's got something laid up in heaven for me that moth and rust cannot destroy. That thing that we think is so important. That thing that we think is so precious. That thing that we try to obtain and to put it in a safe and keep it. God said that ain't even nothing but pavement. Friend, this morning, how longing for heaven are you this morning? Oh, friend, this morning, when's the last time you just got a good case of the can't help it? Oh, friend, this morning, we get so tied in and so tied up in this old wicked world, and we get so consumed with our troubles and our trials. Why don't we get our eyes off of this and let not our hearts be troubled and just thank God for the rejoicings that we have this morning? Hey, I know I'm going to have to go through the valley, but I will not go alone. Hey, I know I'm going to have troubled days, but I don't have to face it by myself. Hey, friend, I know there's going to come heart and hurt, but friend, I'm telling you this morning, there's something bigger than what I am, and His name is Jesus. Oh, how beautiful heaven must be because of who is there. Because of the beauty there we find in Revelation chapter 21. Third of all this morning, how beautiful heaven must be is because it's a place of no mores. I think about the no mores of the death and the pains. I think about the no mores of this old physical body. Hey, I'm glad that one of these days I'm going to get to lay this old body down, and the Lord Jesus Christ said He's got a new one for me. Hey, I'm excited about that part of no more. But I want to tell you this morning, hey, there's a no more this morning that I'm looking forward to, and that's the thing about heaven. There'll be no more sin. Hey, sin will never be there. Sin will never touch that city. Sin will never enter that gate. Hey, I'm telling you, we can get up every day of our life and fight this old flesh and fight that old sin nature. But when I get to heaven, hey, I'm going to have a body just like Him. I'm going to see Him as He is. Hey, I'm going to have the right mind. I'm going to have the right sins. I'm going to have the right touching. Hey, I'll have no more problems with this old sin. Ain't that a great thought? Anybody else here have a problem with sin? I do. I fight it every day. But when I get to that city, when I get to that place called heaven, there'll be no more sin. Hey, I'm telling you, been to too many funerals in my life. I've seen too many people take their last breaths. Oh, there'll be no more death. No more pain. Amen. No more sin. How beautiful heaven must be. Oh, friend, this morning, do you ever get a longing? Do you ever just want to go there? Oh, I'm talking to us saved people. Friend, this morning, why do we look at this world and think it's so wonderful when it ain't? There's something so much more. Last of all, this morning, how beautiful heaven must be. Over there in Revelation chapter 14, talks about how all those saints are going to come together. how we're going to stand there with the Lord Jesus Christ. How beautiful heaven must be. Well, I was talking to somebody this week. It might have been Brother Rouse's when I was over there. I don't know. Maybe your family still does it. Our family used to do it. Used to have them family reunions. I remember as a boy, we would come around for time for family reunion. We'd go, and I'm telling you, there'd be a herd of people there. I mean, they'd be all, most of them, I didn't even know who they was. But we'd gather together there for a short period of time and laugh and reminisce and talk and get around that table and begin to eat and fellowship. You know what makes heaven so beautiful to me? Oh, yes, I look forward to seeing the Lord, and that's number one. Out of all these things, that's number one. I'm thankful that I'm going to get to see Him. Amen. I'm thankful this morning. It's a place there of that is so beautiful into the eye. But I'm also thankful this morning of that place of no more. But last of all, this morning, what makes heaven beautiful is going to be a time of reunion. I'm going to get to see my loved ones that were saved and died. I'm going to get to go see those ones that we read about in this book that are in that place. I'm going to get to stand there with Paul and ask him about his life. I ain't going to have to worry about it because I'm going to have the same mind he's got. But a reunion day. But you know, nowadays when reunions come around, there's people that aren't there anymore. And that great reunion in heaven is going to be wonderful to see, and it's going to be beautiful. But there's going to be people in our family that are not going to be there. There's going to be seats around that table that will not be filled because they're not saved. This morning we have a time of hope, a time of opportunity, a time to be a witness to our families and our loved ones and our neighbors and to this world. Why? Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for them. And he says that I'm going to come again. And if they've trusted me as their Savior, I'm going to receive them unto myself. And he's going to take them to that same beautiful place that I'm going. And we're forever going to be with the Lord. That's what makes heaven beautiful to me. We read of a place called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word if given, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Amen. I'm a going, are you?
Yes.
He's going to prepare that place for me. Are you going? You can go. He gives us the truth. He gives us the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's stand together this morning. Our heads are bowed.